The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody, Mike Campion with Grow My Cleaning Company. I am with the amazing Tawana Lowry. She started Tilo's Touch, which I have no idea why there's a Z. I don't know what it means. I'm confused as the rest of you. But she started it in April 2021. We're recording this December 2021, so fairly new. She's in Dayton, Ohio. Tawana, say hello to the world and give me any interesting facts or background you want to give us on you and or your company.
Hi, my name is Tawana Lowry. I am located in Dayton, Ohio. I have been cleaning for over 19 years. Tilo's Touch became my baby April 9th of 2021. We do commercial and residential cleaning, and it's just been amazing. I love what I do.
So help me understand. If you've been cleaning for 19 years, what happened in April of this year that changed anything?
I am pretty much the ghost behind a lot of cleaning companies. I go in, I help them fix what's broken. So I just decided to start my own company and get my face out there because, as I said, I love what I do. And I've been doing it for quite a while.
So what's going on in your world today and how can I help?
It's been absolutely blessing, Tilo's Touch. And I'm just more interested in gaining new clients and maintaining the clients. And it's just making everyone happy on both ends, the client and myself, you know, about it.
Let me jump in, because that is super common of what we get for folks that we coach is they're not real clear on the questions they have that they want answered. So they get a really sloppy answer. So what I heard is, how do I get new clients? How do I make everyone happy, the client and myself? That's 9 questions. So let's start with, what's the biggest frustration in your life? If we can start with what problem we want to solve, we can probably come up with a good question. And for all of you guys listening, we started to have this conversation with you before we recorded. I'm like, hold on, this coaching of how to formulate powerful questions is probably more important than whatever answer I'm going to give. So let's walk through how to formulate a powerful question. And again, guys, gals, this is the value of a coach, right? When you're kind of sitting in your own thoughts or talking with friends or family that don't own companies, they're not good at helping you get good questions. So yes, bad questions, you get bad answers and you don't understand why nothing's working. So let's walk through, what's the biggest pain in your life right now as it relates to this company? And then we'll figure out the question that we need to ask and then we'll get you an answer.
The biggest pain for me is probably employment. Let's be honest about that. Hiring good employees, hiring good cleaners, reliable cleaners.
So hold on, let's walk that back. So I promise you, hiring employees is not your biggest pain. Your biggest pain might be, I have to go clean last minute and I hate that. I think one solution might be hiring. You see how you're always trying to solve the problem before we're clear on the problem. So no one's problem is, I don't have $1 million. I want $1 million business and I don't have one. Their problem might be, I don't have the money I want. And I think $1 million business would solve that. It might be, I don't feel as good as I feel about about my business. And if I had $1 million. So oftentimes we start with, you're doing perfect, Tawana, because you're doing exactly what folks do. So this is really helpful to people listening. So the first thing is, I haven't really thought about what my problem is or what I want. So I'll just ask a general question that I've been pre-programmed to ask. Just like when we go, if we don't know how to sell, we go into people's homes or businesses, they'll give us some version of, I want the most cleaning for the least money. That's not what they want. No coach has ever helped them understand what that thought process. So we start with, I'm just going to ask a question I'm programmed to ask. How do I get more clients, right? I want to grow. How do I get more clients? And then we get to the pain. You go, I really want to get more employees. But that's more specific, but we still don't have your pain. That's what you think the solution, and it may be, I'm not saying it isn't, but what's the number one thing driving you nuts right now? It's not lack of employees. It might be cleaning, but it ain't lack of employees.
The one thing's driving me nuts right now is...
And not one thing. Let's go with the biggest thing. Let's not solve any problem. Let's solve the biggest problem.
The biggest thing is probably getting more revenue so that I can do what I need to do.
But hold on, we're still guessing. Just tell me, you and me, we're having dinner, or lunch, or whatever it is.
I'm so nervous.
Don't be. This is as mean as I get to a guest, I promise. Especially a nice lady guest who's being so sweet. Let's just say you and I are having a conversation, friends, right? I'm not a coach. I'm not nothing, right? I'm just a friend of yours. And I go, what's going on with your life? You go, I'm blessed. I love my business. I'm like, if you had a magic wand, there's one part of your business that you hated. You could solve anything. You can make your life better in any regard. What would it be? Your life, not more clients, more whatever. Just like we think we want money. We don't want money. We want the things that we think money will buy. And we don't even want those things. We want the feelings that we think we'll feel when we buy the thing. See what I'm saying? So I want to back it up to when you wake up, there's one thing today or this week, you could be like, oh, if I could get out of that, or if I could change that in my life, your personal life, screw clients or employees. Well, I'll help you with a solution, but let's get clear on the problem. What's the one thing if you could change or get rid of or have, what would it be in your life?
One thing in my life would probably be more confidence.
Oh.
I am extremely, like, I know, but do I have the confidence to make it what I see it being? Do I have the confidence? Can I stick to it and, you know, see it through?
So let me jump in, because the transition you just made, Tawana, probably didn't feel like anything from you, but as a coach, that's a big deal. So first of all, I'm getting goosebumps. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you for being open and transparent and honest, right? Because a very safe question, hey, Tawana, how you doing? Great. How are you? No risk. It's safe. Honestly, my mom and I are, you know, she's sick and I don't feel great. That's a little more risk, right? It's more honest.
Yeah.
It's a lot more risk, but you might get an actual connection with a human that can help you, right?
Yeah.
So I need more clients, I need more employees. Those are all super safe. And those are all fine things to talk about. I'm not judging, but holy heck, when you just got specific and said, Mike, if I was being honest, I don't know if I have the confidence. Wow. When we get clear on that, A, hopefully you feel better just saying it out loud in front of like all these people. And B, now we can help you. Because if we're trying to get you more clients, but you don't have any confidence and you think they're not going to like me, they won't pay my price, I'll never make what I'm doing, I suck, who would pay me anyway?
Yeah.
I can help you get all the clients you want, but it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah.
So I am so proud of you. And I want all of y'all listening. For you, it may not be confidence, but it is an honest answer. Tawana went from kind of pat generic answers to here's what I really need in my life. And let me give you some super encouragement, Tawana. I can give you the best coaching in the world. You might be able to use that to get one new client today. Maybe not. I can give you the best coaching in the world. You might be able to hire one good employee today. Maybe not. It takes time. You can absolutely start feeling like you have some confidence right now. So that is something we can help you on. And I wish Tracy or Suzanne, one of our mindset coaches, was on, because they're better at the mindset part than I am. But I'm here with Tawana. I'm going to do the best I can. Tell me, if you don't mind. And by the way, thank you for being so vulnerable. I love it. You are such an attractive quality. What makes you think you have no confidence? Tell me about that.
I think that the confidence is there, but the fear, I think, overpowers my confidence.
Gosh, you're getting so much more specific. This is excellent. Keep going.
I think that if I wasn't so afraid and nervous, it's almost as if you study for a test for hours and you know that you have it, but then when you get in front of it, it's like you know nothing. It's like it is that fear of failure, more or less for me. And I think that's what's playing on my confidence.
So, man, I'm going to speak to that, but I want to talk to Cleaning Nation for a second. You can listen in. So Cleaning Nation as a whole, my biggest frustration as a coach, and we just lost video on Tawana. Come back. There you are.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Sometimes if people get calls on their phones,
yes, so I was getting a call.
As long as you're here. So many of y'all Cleaning Nation, especially come to me specifically with tactical. How do I get clients? How do I get employees? And we've done like 700 podcasts on that. But everyone, when I say that, they always get sad. Like, oh, okay. Because the problem was never employees or customers. It was always something different. And the fact that you've been so able to get specific from, I have a lot of questions I don't really know, to I lack confidence. And we drilled down into that because you look like a confident in the short time we spent. You don't seem like a lack of confidence, but then you're just getting so honest with yourself of, I really have fear. So I've got confidence, but sometimes, not all the time, or you wouldn't be in business, but sometimes that fear overshadows that confidence. And sometimes your confidence overshadows a fear. So for all of you guys and gals out there, I want to encourage you. Yeah, we help you with systems and processes and all that good stuff. And it's important. But if you don't have your mindset right, if you're going to let fear or lack of confidence or any sort of self-identifying issues stand in your way, it ain't going to do you any good. So I just want to encourage you, whether it's us or anyone else, if you look for a coaching program or someone to help you or mentor you, don't just look for what to do, look for who to be. Because if we get the who to be right, the what to do is easy. If the who to be is wrong, if Tawana is never going to have confidence and always going to give into her fear, which she's not, I can give her all the coaching in the world. It's almost worthless. Might as well just wasting her time and my breath. Right? It's not going to do anything any good. So I love you starting at the important part, Tawana, which is Tawana. We get Tawana sorted. The business is freaking easy. If Tawana's a mess, the business ain't ever going to behave. So let's dive in. I love that you went from super general, external things, customers, employees, blah, 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 to internal confidence, to going, you know what? I don't think I lack confidence. I have confidence. I just also have fear. So because we don't have a ton of time, I'm going to ask you two questions, and I think hopefully that'll move you forward. And I'll tell you both of them, and then I'll give you the first one, just so you know what's coming. The first one's going to be, what's the worst realistic case that could happen? And then we're going to talk about what would you do if you couldn't fail, right? So kind of we're going to, a lot of times the reason fear gets a hold of us is we don't really pull it out in the open and look at it. We just kind of let it in our heart and just have this, you said it perfectly, Tawana. What if I try and I fail? What if I can't do it? What if, you know, and if we don't really get that out and it's just in, we can't even attack it because it's just this gross feeling of, this isn't going to work. How do you freaking deal with that? There's nothing you can do with that. So let's get it out and let's start with the fear. And I told you the second question is going to be, what would you do if you couldn't fail? So we don't get stuck in the fear, right? I just want you to know, we're going to start with all this fear that you have. You don't want to share. You'll get as much value as you are honest. Let it out. In reality, what's the worst, you know, obviously a meteor could hit Earth and kill everybody. That's the worst actual outcome, but it's not realistic. For you, Tawana, what's the worst realistic fear for you? If everything went to crap, all of your fears came true, let's just vomit it out for a minute.
Not being able to provide for my children.
Okay. Let's say we can't ever get any customers. We can't ever get any employees, which isn't the truth because you already have some customers. I don't know if you got
employees. Yes, sir.
So that's not realistic. Everyone would have to quit and no one would ever have to sign up. Yes. Would you and your kids go homeless?
Probably not.
Because?
But because I'm a go-getter. I make it work anyway, by any means. I will never give up or quit. But again, that fear...
But let's just say all your fears come true. You can't get a single client. No one will want to work for you. They all discover that you're a loser and you were no good. And every client says, are you kidding, Tawana? I wouldn't let you clean my dry cleaning. Never let you get the heck out of my house. And, you know, all of your employees are like, are you kidding, Tawana? I wouldn't work for you. I see right through you. You're dumb as a stump and you couldn't lead your way out of wet paper bag. Yeah, of course, I'm being silly. This would never happen, right? So let's just say all that happens. Do you go homeless or do you get a job? Do you figure something out? Do you like,
I'll figure it out. I actually like the underdog role, which is weird. I'm afraid of failure.
Okay.
But I also like the underdog role. I like proving people wrong. I like proving myself wrong. I'm a figure it out.
So that's what I would, when you start feeling fear, like, what if, and I was making up some crazy things, right?
Yeah.
I can't imagine any human ever saying any of the things I just said to you in real life, but just to be, because you might have that fear, like we wouldn't articulate it like that, but in your mind, in your heart, you might be going, I'm afraid someone will say that. So there you go. Yeah. Another adult male just said it to you and look at you, didn't hurt you a bit. You're just like, that guy's full of crap. I'm a figure it outer, right?
Yes.
So the opportunity for you is when you feel that fear, it's not the truth. It's just a feeling. Right. So the truth is someone might tell you they don't want to work for you because you're dumb or whatever your fear is. Okay, that may happen. Someone might fire you because they don't think you're good at cleaning. Okay. An employee might steal something from a client and that client might be furious with you. I mean, I'm just trying to think of all the terrible things that you
can do.
Okay. Do any of those equate with you getting cancer and dying or being homeless?
No.
Why? Say the magic words.
It doesn't stop. It basically doesn't stop the show. It doesn't.
You're the show.
And I'm the show. It doesn't cancel you out. It only. So
let's have some fun right now, Tawana. We're going to role play this. I'm going to be a terrible client. You respond however you want to respond. Tawana, are you kidding me? $300 to clean this a month. You're out of your mind. I wouldn't give you a half a nickel and nothing. You're the dumbest person I ever met. Get the hell out of my house.
I'm sorry that you feel that way, sir. I am really good at what I do. I will come in. I will make sure that you, the client, is happy. But I do understand if you would like to go a different route. If you change your mind, here's my contact. I look forward to seeing you soon.
So look at that. Did that hurt a bit?
No.
Look at that. And that's the worst, right? I can't imagine anyone ever saying that, right? That's insane. Yeah. So that's the worst case scenario. And you just went, no big deal. I mean, by the way, don't give that guy your card. Tell him to piss the heck off. Say, hey, you're a psychopath. I wouldn't clean for all the money in the world. I'm leaving. So that's that. But that didn't hurt at all.
No.
Are you homeless? Can you still feed your kids? Is everything okay? Why? Because you're going to figure it out. So Tawana, the beautiful thing is every time you have that fear of what if, go, I'll figure it out. And that's the truth. So some jerk might say that. 10 jerks might say that to you. And you'll just go, all right, moving on.
Tawana, thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Or have a crappy day. I don't care. I'm leaving. I got a business to run. So anytime you have that fear, pull it out and go, what's really going to happen? You know, and you can think back to this moment and go, is anyone ever going to talk to me like Mike talked to me in real life? Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably not. And how did you handle it? Fine. No problem. You're just like,
no sweat. Nice
day, psycho. I'm just move on to the next guy. So the worst case is lots of people tell you no.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure it out. So what the biggest thing I got out of that I would, if I'm Tawana, I'm going to own the story I'm going to tell myself is Tawana figures crap out. Tawana's kid ain't never going to go hungry because Tawana figures it out. Not because of COVID or employees or customers or good marketing or none of that. That's all fine. But Tawana figures crap out and your kids aren't going to depend on you being a good marketer, a bad marketer, a good salesperson, good cleaner, bad cleaner. It all is what it is. They're going to depend on Tawana figures the frick out. So I would give yourself that gift of when you have that fear, pull it out and look at it and go, is that the truth? You go, no, the truth is Tawana figures crap out and I'm Tawana and I'm going to figure it out. Moving on. All right. Now let's go to the other question. What would you do? What would it feel like if you couldn't fail? What would your business look like if whatever you put your hand to just magically turned to gold? Every customer said yes. Every employee said yes. Talk to me.
It will probably be probably chaos because I'm only one person. I cannot be in a thousand different places at one time. So that will probably drive me insane, which so
hold on. We told the first story, which is the ugly story. What if everyone says you suck and you're stupid and they wouldn't give you a plug nickel or work for you ever, right? So we have that right. Every moment you have the ability to choose that story. We talked to a better story of Tawana, figure that crap out. Now we're making our magic story. So this is your dream. That's like me going, what if, I don't know if are you married?
No.
Okay. Do you want to be married?
The jury's still out on that.
So let's say you could magic wave your wand and go, pick your guy. He's the perfect guy. What does it feel like? How's it look? You go, oh, he'd probably cheat on me. Why would you tell that story? I'm giving you a magic wand for God's sake. So I say, what if every employee wanted to work for you? What if you didn't have to be anywhere at any time? You're like, I can't be ever. What if you didn't have to be nowhere? Because you had a whole amazing team of people doing stuff for you. Like dream for a second. Imagine this was exactly how you want it.
I would be extremely happy, extremely comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like over the moon, blessed. That's for sure. I want to
make sure confidence? That
I would have confidence. I would know that I can do it. Anything that I set my mind to, as long as I'm not blocking myself.
You wouldn't block yourself because you know what I know about
because
you?
I
want to figure it out.
I figure it out. So I will be extremely happy if everything was just going the way that it should go, or I just have all the clients in the world, and like, I will be happy. I will be confident. I will be, what's the word I'm looking for?
I think happy and confident was a real good start, Tawana.
Yes. So yeah, I will be extreme. That's what I will be.
Okay. So now let me give you a little, let me give you the magic bow to tie this whole thing up, Cleaning Nation and Tawana. I know there's a little bit of fun when I was picking on you and telling you terrible things, and you did a great job of being a professional woman and powerful, and you didn't wobble at all. You were Tawana, because Tawana figures crap out. No matter how crazy I was going to be, Tawana's good. Even so, that probably felt different. Maybe didn't feel super confident. You know, you came off confident as all get out, just so you know. I was, ooh, this lady ain't playing. But maybe inside you felt less than confident, right? I could see, for those of you that are just joining us on the podcast, I couldn't see her, like, shoulders went back, her head went up, her face went up. Like, right now I got a nice smile when she was telling herself the story, or telling us the story of that confidence in that life. You felt confident in that moment. So here's the beautiful thing, Tawana. If we tell ourselves, so neither of those stories are true right now, right? No one's going to treat you terrible like I treated you, you know, that's okay. And as of yet, you haven't reached that confidence and competent level. They're both stories. So all fear is telling yourself stories that have a bad outcome, but it's not the truth. It's just you telling yourself a story that ends with Tawana and her family homeless. You're an adult woman. You can choose that. Tell a story all day long. Not going to help you, make you feel like crap. It's going to kill your confidence. It's going to hurt your business, but you're an adult woman. Go get it if you want. However, there's two other stories. One is Tawana figures it out. I know that story right now. So when you say over and over, Tawana figures crap out, if that's the identity you choose to believe, and the time that we spent together, I believe, I'm sold that Tawana figures crap out, period. End of story. All crap, every day, all day. I got kids to raise. I'm figuring this crap out. I believe that 1,000%.
Yes, sir.
Second story, you could start telling about the future. So the present story is Tawana figures stuff out. We're not going to tell the story of Tawana's fearful, because that's not true. Tawana every now and again gets a little wobbly, but man, she figures crap out, because that's who she is. So we're going to kind of tell that story about today, Tawana, and then future Tawana, right? We could tell the story about everyone yelling at her and telling her she's stupid, no one wants to work with her. Or since we're making it up anyway, right? Let's just make up the story about everyone coming to you and everything working out fantastically. They're both bullcrap. Neither of them are the truth as of now, but anytime we're telling a story about the future, why not tell a story that's going to serve us and build to our current confidence and go, yeah, of course, because Tawana figures stuff out. So if Tawana didn't figure stuff out, maybe you'd be poor and homeless and blah, blah, blah. But your kids have a mama that figures stuff out, so you'll never be poor and you'll always figure this stuff out. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So you can start feeling that confidence and choosing that confidence now by the story you tell about yourself now. I'm fearful. I don't lack confidence. And then you even caught yourself. That's not true. I do have confidence. And you go, I have fear. That's a global statement. The real statement is sometimes I have fear and sometimes I choose to focus on the fear as opposed to my confidence. But now I'm going to choose, why would I ever be afraid? Because Tawana always figures it out. Your kids aren't afraid. They're not afraid of being homeless. You want to know why? Because they got mom.
They got mom.
They know as well as I know, as well as you freaking know, Tawana is going to figure it out. You feel free to tattoo that anywhere on your body, write it on your forehead, put it on a face, whatever, you spray paint on your car, get it into your brain. Tawana can figure it out. And because Tawana is going to figure it out, the story of you being homeless is a ridiculous story. Because the truth of Tawana figuring out would never let that happen. The story of Tawana having having an impact and be able to give something to her kids and build a legacy and go find the tools and things she needs to get the clients and all the other stuff. That's a reasonable story because Tawana figured it out.
I'll figure it out.
All right, girlfriend. That's my rant. Anything to say before we wrap this thing up?
You are absolutely amazing. I do appreciate this opportunity to being on here. I went from a little shy girl just 9 months ago starting my company to now being on a podcast. This is absolutely amazing.
Not being on a podcast, destroying on a podcast, being an amazing guest on a pad, being the best guest we had in forever on a podcast. You kick butt and click names, girl. All right. Just to wrap it up, because I want to make sure we don't go super, super long. For all of you guys and gals out there, the big takeaway I want you to get is you can choose the stories that you have. You're going to want a coach that knows what they're doing to help you ask the right questions. If you ask any of you Ben Shapiro fans out there, one of his favorite things he says, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. I feel like that works in business. Is you ask sloppy questions, you get sloppy answers. You tell ugly stories, you get ugly life. So I want to encourage you, if you are like, yes, that's what I want, find a coach, find a mentor, find somebody that can help you discover the stories that you need to discover. And once you've got that, then we can underlie that or overlay that with the tools and systems and processes you need. So if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, we have over 700 podcasts. I've written 2 books. There's an on-demand training. It's amazing. It's 40 minutes, 5 shifts. It's all there. It's all free. Well, the books you got to pay them for, but everything else is free. Growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.